If you were to call my cell phone number, I would hear a pretty standard sounding ring. Hello? But if I wanted something a little more adventurous, I could go for this. That's the ringtone version of the hit Inda Club by rapper 50 Cent. This and many other short sound clips can be downloaded for a fee from the internet and used to liven up certain cell phones. Slate's Rob Walker has this look at what's topping the mobile phone ring charts these days.
Having a cell phone that blurts out the hook from a pop song or a TV show theme is an easy way to stand out and seem a little cooler. Or at least that's the idea. And personalizing your ring does have the practical effect of making it easier to tell that, yes, in fact, that's your phone going off during a crucial scene in a crowded movie theater. What's a bit more puzzling is why so many people seem to want to stand out by choosing a handful of tracks by the same artist, 50 Cent, who sounds like this when not signaling an incoming call. I checked the top download figures at websites where ringtones are sold, sites like Zingy.com and RingingPhone.com, and it's hard to deny that 50 Cent is the reigning king of Ring. Aside from In the Club, there's the song Wanksta, what seems odd about this is that these sites offer a dazzling selection from a range of genres. So why the dominance of 50 Cent? One reason is probably the ringtone demographic, young people who are either part of or take their cues from the so-called urban market. But there's another reason that becomes clear when you actually start listening to the tones. Consider, for example, London Calling by The Clash. Sounds sort of like your little brother performing on a long-discontinued Casio model, doesn't it? Now try Sweet Child of Mine, the Guns N' Roses song, by way of a site called Ringtone DJ. That's almost acceptable if you answer the phone really quickly, but after a few seconds it devolves into dance music on a cut-rate cruise ship. Maybe something lighter would work, like the Norah Jones song Nightingale. Frankly, I'd rather be summoned to the phone by the emergency broadcast system. By comparison, hip-hop seems to translate to ringtone versions fairly well. Listen to In the Club again. It may not sound like the real thing, but at least it's recognizable. And there's something appealing about the frantic bass tones with the sharp melody points jabbing in and out. Now, if you're thinking about jumping on this bandwagon, you'll want to make sure that your phone is actually compatible with so-called polyphonic ringtones. Many recent models are. The sites I've mentioned generally sell tones for a dollar or two per download, and this is already a multi-million dollar business in the United States and an even bigger one in Europe and Asia. New cell phone models are on the way that will play short MP3-style snippets of actual songs, and that could change the whole ring dynamic again. But for now, 50 Cent is probably your best call. Don't try to act like you don't know who we be, neither.
Rob Walker writes the ad report card column for Slate. You can find links to the ringtone sites he mentioned at npr.org, and Rob can be reached at his website, robwalker.net.